Daf Ein Ches in Erevin, and we're going to start from, I guess we'll start from the last line of the Gemara. The Gemara here is talking about if you have a wall in between various properties like a chatzar, and you want to join them together. So the way to do this is to put some sort of ladder or something in between to minimize the size of the wall. So the wall is not, the wall itself obviously is physically 10 tefachim off the ground, but if something else like a stool ladder or something like that is there, so then you can climb over the wall and it's not for your purposes, for practical purposes, considered 10 tefachim off the ground. So the Gemara suggested various techniques like putting an itztabo, which is like a bench or something like that. Okay, let's start from literally the last line on the Daf Ein Zayin on the base. The Gemara says, let's say you have like a platform or a ledge that's sticking out of the wall, dalet al dalet, and the platform itself is a 4x4 tefachim sticking out of the wall, and it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so the problem is that it can't be considered as if you're taking a step up off the ground. So how do you count that? How do you use that? But if you lean a ladder against that ledge, then the ladder itself is considered as if it's reducing the height of that ledge down to the ground, and now that ledge is within 10 tefachim, is within 10 tefachim from the top of the wall, so it's perfect. You have a way over the wall. It's only talking about if you lean the ladder literally against the ledge itself. But if you lean the ladder just next to the ledge so that it becomes a, you're able to get it to the ledge, but you're not actually on the ledge, all you're really doing is extending the ledge, but you still haven't connected it to the ground, so that's the problem because it's floating in the air. This is all according to Rashi's pshat. Floating in the air, it doesn't count as if it's a stepping stone off the ground. The Gemara then continues. If you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high altogether, so now all you need is one ledge in the middle, because the ledge will be 9.5 tefachim off the ground, which is perfect, it's not too high, and it's also 9.5 tefachim from the top, so it's also not too far from the top, so it settles in perfectly. However, koisel esrim, but if the wall itself is 20 tefachim high, now tzarech shnei zizim latir, you're going to need two ledges, because the bottom one is either within 10 tefachim and it's too far from the top, or it's too high because it's close to the top but too far from the bottom, so therefore you need two. However, Amar Rav Chista v'hu she'amitan zeh shaloi keneged zeh. It has to be that the two ledges are not one right on top of the other, because, as Rashi explains, the point is that you're actually going to connect the ladder from the bottom ledge to the top ledge, and you can't do that if the top ledge is directly above the bottom ledge. So it has to be slightly to the side so that you put the feet of the ladder on the one ledge and the head of the ladder on the other edge, on the other ledge, and then that connects the two ledges together. But the chiddush of this is that you're able to, sort of like electricity, you're allowed to connect the dots from one ledge to the middle ledge to the ground, and that will still be considered connected. Amar Rav Huna Amud Bereshus Rab. Now we talk about a different topic. Let's say you have a pedestal of some sort of clump of dirt in the middle of the Bereshus Rab. It's 10 tefachim high, Berechav Arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide, 4 amos wide. And so now it's considered its own Rishus. So the question is, if it's in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, do we consider that a part of the Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid? But what you did, so typically it would be. However, Vinod's by Yesed Kol Shehu Miyotai. If you stick a peg on the top of that platform, right, standing straight up, that makes it, it's no longer four tefachim across anymore, because it has this peg sticking up, so it's not a flat surface, so therefore it's less than four tefachim, it's a Mokum Ptur, it's not a Rishus HaYochid. But this peg that's sticking up has to be 3 tefachim high, because if it's less than 3 tefachim high, it's considered part of the surface. It's still considered attached to the surface. It has to be significantly higher, which is 3 tefachim high. They say, no, even if it's not less than 3 tefachim, just anything sticking up ruins the top surface. My time, because once something's sticking up, you can't put, for example, a flat board across it. You can't put something on top of it. It ruins the top. So therefore, even less than 3 tefachim is not a problem. Rav Ashi says exactly the opposite. He says, afilu shegavaya shloisha, even if it's 3 tefachim, it's not a problem. My time, what's the reason for that? Efshe detali beimidi. Okay, so it's true, you can't lie something flat across it, but I can use it now. If it's 3 tefachim high, I can hang my hat on it, I can hang something off it, so that itself has a purpose. So now the entire surface on the top has a purpose, So it's considered its own Rishus, and it'll be considered a Rishus HaYachid. Amale Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ravashi. How about, he said, Rav Acha says, Moloi Kuloi B'Yaseidois Mal. What if, instead of having one peg, I have 100 pegs? I have a whole thing filled with various pegs sticking on top of it, and now you really can't use it. You can't hang something on it because it's got, you know, it's other than when you go to the circus or something where you throw the bottles on top of it. You know, I'm talking about those pegs. So other than that, you normally don't have a use for 100 pegs on top. Amalei lo shmilecho, you don't know, you haven't heard what he said. Hada amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan also said, bar b'chol yosem etzarf la'asara. This is talking about if you have a bar, which the pit itself, the ditch itself, is less than 10 tefachim down. So it's not a different rishos. However, when you were digging the bar, you scooped the dirt out and you created a ledge around the bar. And the ledge itself is high enough that together with the depth of the bar, it adds up to 10 tefachim. So that is mitzaref. And we say it's considered a rishos hayochid if the bar is 4 amas across. The problem is you can't use the top, it's open, it's a hole. So why is it considered a different rishos? So Elo, Mayaslach Lamemer, how are you going to explain that? The Manach Midi Umeshtamish. The point is you're going to put a rock or a board across the top, and that creates a flat surface, and that flat surface is now 10 tefachim off the ground, so it counts as its own rishos. So if that's the way you're going to explain the case of the bar, so Hachanami, the Manach Midi Umeshtamish. So the case over here with the pegs also, you say the same thing, that you put a board across the top, and now you could use it, so therefore it's considered usable, and it's its own rishos. So till now we've been talking about that you're going to put something underneath it. Let's say you don't have anything to step on, but rather you want to go directly to the top. So you lean a ladder against the wall The ladder itself has to be 14 tefachim long. Why? Because as Rashi explains, the case is that in order to make the ladder convenient to be able to walk across it, you can't put the ladder straight up against the wall. So you have to pull it away a little bit. You pull it away 4 tefachim, so the 4 tefachim plus the 10 tefachim of the height is 14. It doesn't really mathematically work out, but that's the concept that the Gemara is saying. You just need it to be 13 and a little bit, because he said that the top of the ladder doesn't have to get literally to the top, it just has to be within a tefach from the top, that's close enough. He says it just has to be 11 and a little bit, because if it's 11, then the head of the ladder will be within 3 tefachim from the top, and once again you have love, but it's close enough to the top. He says it doesn't even need to be 14, it just has to be 7 and a little bit, because he holds that you could put the ladder directly straight up against the wall. It doesn't have to be pulled away at all, and therefore you just have to get the top of the ladder within 3 tefachim off the top. So 7 is enough. 7, a little bit more than 7 is within 10 tefachim from the top of the wall, within 3 tefachim off the top of the wall. Amarav, Shulam Zokuf Memayit, Gemara. He says, because he holds like Rav, that says a ladder that's straight up against the wall, we have a Kabbalah, we learned from our Rebbe, that it works to be memayit the height of the wall. V'lo yadinon, v'lo yadan in my time, but I don't understand why. So Amar Shmuel, v'lo yada abba taimah, the whole Moshe, you don't know what the explanation is for this ladder, why it works. Mita da habi yitzibah, agabi yitzibah. It's no different than the case that we discussed last week, which is one pedestal on top of another pedestal, so it's like a ladder, even though it's inconvenient. You can't really climb from one board directly to something, one porch directly on top of the other porch. But Lamaisa, it is doable, and it is Mamayit, so it works over here by the ladder also, even though it's inconvenient. Amarav, Amarav Chia. The Kolam Shebabavo, Enetrichon Keva. If you have a palm tree, over here it doesn't mean the tree itself, it means like the stump of the palm tree that's leaning up against the wall. It's this big, heavy trunk. So that also counts as like a stepladder, because the weight is so heavy, nobody's going to move it, so it's just going to stay there. So it counts to, as the Gemara says, my time, kaved and kavos, and the heaviness will be kaved. Nobody's going to move it, so therefore it's as if it's really literally there, and it counts as part of a step to the top of the wall. He says, keva meaning it doesn't need to be nailed into the ground. It just has to be there. They're so heavy, nobody's going to move them. So the same thing is also true with the ladder. The ladder is also so heavy, nobody's really going to move it. My time, kvedin kavos, and their weight is going to be kvedin them, even if they're not nailed in. So the Gemara just says, mandi amasulama, so if you hold that the ladders are too heavy, kosher gain to golem. Certainly the tree trunks, nobody's going to move. But the ladder has some other purposes. You may end up moving it, and if that's good enough, certainly a tree trunk is good enough. Mandi amasulama to golem. But the mandi amar that says that the tree trunks are good to be memayit, But ladders are not, because as we just pointed out, they could be used for other purposes. They're going to end up moving, so therefore you don't really consider them as part of the wall unless they're nailed in, unless they're literally attached. Okay, moving along. Boimine Rabbi Yosef mi Rabba. So Rabbi Yosef now asks a question from Rabba. Sulam Mikan, the Sulam Mikan. Let's say you have two ladders that are going up against the wall at the same place, next to each other, but each ladder itself is less than two tefachim, so they altogether do not total four tefachim across. However, v'kashin be'emtza, and you have straw, some sort of material holding the ladders together in between the two ladders. Now, what's the halacha in that case? Can that be mitzaref the two ladders to make it as if it's four tefachim across? And because remember, we always learned that the step, in order to be ma'ayit the wall, has to be a minimum of four tefachim. So does that little straw connection, that string connection to the, connecting the two ladders, does that count to make the ladders four across? Amalei, ein kaf haregel oyle behen. So he says no, because nobody would put their foot on that string in between the two ladders. It's not strong enough to carry your weight. So therefore, that can't count. It has to be something more serious. So that doesn't work. However, what about the other way around? Kushin mikan, the kushin mikan. Let's say you have a ladder that's three tefachim wide. And so it's not wide enough, so what you do is you add like handles on the outside, add a string or straw on the outside of the ladder. V'sulam be'emtza, and the ladder is in the middle. So now, in other words, the opposite configuration. Instead of having the cushion in the middle, now you have the cushion coming out of the sides to get it to four tefachim. Does that count? So amalei, harei kapha regal oyle behen. Yeah, people will walk up that ladder, and the straw on the sides for your hands are strong enough to hold your hands. It's not your weight. So therefore, that counts as a four tefachim across ladder, and we're good. So now the Gemara says, "Chokuk lahashlam b'kaisel b'kama." Let's say instead of adding on straw, you just dig into the wall itself. You carve out footsteps next to the ladder in the wall. How high up do those insteps have to go up the wall? Amalei ba'asar. All you have to do is get them to be four across for the height of 10 tefachim high. That counts as a ladder that's high enough to be made the size of the wall. Amalei chokuk gakulu b'kaisel b'kama. What about instead you don't have a ladder at all? All you want to do is carve out footsteps into the wall itself. How high does that have to be? Amalei molei kamasa, that has to go all the way to the top of the wall. Umayshna, what's the difference that by a ladder the carve outs on the side are good enough, but when you do the entire thing out of carve outs, it has to go all the way to the top? By the ladder, we said it only has to go 10 tefachim high. Amalei hasam mistalik lei, hacha lei mistalik lei. The difference is that when you're climbing on a ladder, the ladder is, so to speak, recessed from the wall. So if your foot is on the ladder, you can easily put your other foot, you can lop it over the wall and you could get to the top. Whereas if it's recessed into the wall, you have to put your foot into the wall itself, it's very difficult to climb to the top. So if it's not all the way to the top, you're not going to be able to make it over. And that's why it has to go. If it's carved out of the wall itself, it has to go all the way to the top. Okay. Rabbi Yosef now asks another question. Also, le'ilon sulam. What if you use a tree as a ladder? So it's not really a functional ladder, but it works the same way. You could climb the tree and get over the wall. No. So tiboy le'rebi, this would be a question according to Rebbe that says that shvus, Erev Shabbos, the mukta of using a tree on Erev Shabbos, ben Hashmashas, is not a problem. Tiboy le'rabbanan, this would be a question according to Rabbanan that say ben Hashmashas is a problem to do something that's mukta. And the Gemara explains, Tiboy le'rebi, according to Rebbe, it's a question that says normally Ben Hashmashas is not a problem. When did Rebbe say that if it's just a Shvus Ben Hashmashas, we're not Gozer Alav, Hanimi the Ben Hashmashas? That's only talking about if you need the purpose of the thing you're doing is only for Ben Hashmashas. Like, for example, I set my Erev in a tree, so I really only need to access my Erev during Ben Hashmashas to set it. So there, for Ben Hashmashas itself, that's good enough. But over here, the purpose is to create a door. So the door has to exist the entire Shabbos. And if I have something that's muktzah the rest of Shabbos, I don't really have a door. Or argue. Obviously, this is the question, but you can argue the other way around. Yeah, but Ben Hashmashas, it works, so why shouldn't that be good enough? Idilma, but the Gemara focuses on the other half of the question. Idilma, I feel the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, that say Ben Hashmashas is a problem. Pishahu. Maybe you should say that really over here, the reality is you have a doorway, you have an opening. You can climb the tree if you had to, so it should work. And it's a lion that's sitting on it, that's crouching on it. Meaning, and it's Shabbos itself. Oh, it's a din derabbanan that doesn't allow you to climb the tree, but but physically the tree does function as a ladder. So maybe that should be good enough to catch, to be considered a ladder. The Gemara doesn't answer the question, but the Gemara asks that, does a tree count? How about Asula Asherah Sulam? What if you use an Asherah, of course, is a famous tree that's used for Avodah Zarah, and it's Asur Bahanoah. And the question is, what if you use the Asherah tree itself as the ladder? So, again, the reality is that physically it's there. You're not allowed to use it, but once again, it is there, so you do have a door. Ma, what's the halacha? Dibay le Rabbi Yehuda, dibay le Rabbanon. There's a question according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon that say, that if you put your erev in a place that's Asur Bahanoah, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it's only if it's L'tzarech Mitzvah, it's Mutter, but if it's not L'tzarech Mitzvah, it's Asur. Over here, the kind of erev that you're making, erev Tchumen, you're only allowed to make for L'tzarech Mitzvah, so the fact that it's in a Asur Bahanoah place wasn't a problem. Over here, you're talking about just joining two chatzeres together. There's no L'tzarech Mitzvah here, necessarily. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it's Asur. So I can like I'm a Rabbi Yehuda Hasam to Mutter Liknois Bayis Beisurei. I know that he says I can be Koyveya my Mokoyim in an area in a cemetery in a Mokoyim Asur Bahanoah because I'm just setting it there. I'm not actually using it. Abul Hasam to Bosser to Kanale Eiriv Loi Nichale Delinter. That's over there because once I set my Eiriv, I don't really care whether the Eiriv stays because, again, as we always pointed out, by an Eiriv, once the Eiriv is kosher ben Hashmashas, I don't really care about what happens the rest of the day. But over here, you really want it for the whole day because you need the door. Once again, you could say, even though I don't really think of it as a door at all, but at the end of the day, physically the tree is there. And it's the Rabbanan that say that it's also Bahano, so it doesn't work. So maybe, well, actually here it's Din D'Araisa, so the Torah is the one that says it's Asur Bahanoah. But again, physically there's a wall, there's a door. Halachically, you're not allowed to use it. So the question is, does that count as a doorway for the rest of Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Amalei Ilon Mutter. If you're just talking about a regular tree, that will say it's Mutter Vashera Asura. But when you're dealing with an Isur Hanoah, there the halacha trumps because Isur Hanoah obliterates any other possibility, and that it doesn't count as a doorway at all. So Maskifla Rav Chista. So Rav Chista now asks the question, Adarabba, Ilon Isur Shabbos Goyrim Loi. By the tree, what's the reason why you're not allowed to use the tree? It's a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, it's in Mukta. So there, it's Shabbos itself is what's making it usher for the purposes of using it on Shabbos. So Nita Nitzer. So I understand. So Shabbos doesn't let you do it. So it should be usher. Asherah she'isur davar achar goyrim loi. But the Asherah tree, it's not a halacha of Shabbos that says it's not halacha that it's not a good doorway. It's a completely different isur. The isur hano, the isur avodah zarah. So loy nitzer, so I shouldn't make it usher. I shouldn't have it make an impact on halachas of Shabbos. For Shabbos purposes, there's a door there. It's an outside factor, so to speak, when it comes to Shabbos. Whereas when it's Shabbos itself that's making it usher, how could you say Shabbos makes it usher, but you can use it for Shabbos? That doesn't make any sense. So it should be the other way around. The Elon shouldn't work, but the Asherah tree should. Itmar nami giyos and rabin amar rabbi losav amri lo amar rabbi avu amar rabbi yechanon. They also know the name of Yechanon. Kol she it's a Shabbos goyrim loy. If it's Shabbos itself that causes the problem, usher. So then Shabbos dictates that I can't use it on Shabbos. However, kol she itzur davar achar goyrim loy mutter. But if it's some outside factor that's making it usher, but the reality is that physically it's there, I'm not going to say that's a problem. It's not going to interfere with the halachas of Shabbos, and therefore the Asherah tree will actually count as a opening to the for the wall. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masni Hachi, he learns it the following. Elon plukta the Rebbe v'Rabbanan. He says the tree is the Machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. In other words, whether we say Shvus, that's also Ben Hashmashus, is also the rest of Shabbos. It's a Machlekes. Asher plukta the Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanan. And the Asherah tree, he says, he just learns that it's a straight out Machlekes, that the same Machlekes that applies by setting your Erev in a Mokum, that's also, he says, it will apply also by the case of Erev. In other words, he doesn't hold of either of these Svaras. He says it's really part of their same Machlekes. Rebbe and Rabbanan's Machlekes about whether something Ben Hashmashus, whether there's a Gezeirah of a Shvus to Rabbanan Ben Hashmashus. And Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan's Machlekes about whether or not you're allowed to put your Erev in, you're allowed to use a Mokum Isser to be kaveh your Erev. So that's how he learns that it's part of their same Svara, has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos per se. Alright, continuing with the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah says, Charit Shaben Beis Chatzeris. Let's say you have a ditch that's in between two courtyards, and that ditch is going to operate as a separation. So it depends how deep the ditch is. If the ditch is 10 tefachim deep, and it's 4 tefachim wide, so then it's a real separation. So Arvin Shnayim, then those two chaseres have to consider them, make separate Eruvin, two Eruvin, and they cannot make one Eruv, because there's a separation, there's like a wall, there's something in between them. Afilu molekash oit heaven. Even if the ditch is filled in with straw or hay, so that is not considered a fill in. The ditch is really, well, the Gemara is going to discuss this more. The ditch is still considered an open ditch and it's a separation. However, malei ofer atzrei rois, but if the ditch is filled in with dirt and rocks and pebbles, so then ma'arvin echad ve'im ma'arvin shnayim, just the opposite. Then the ditch is so filled in, it's considered as if there's no separation at all, because you're not likely not going to remove that dirt. And therefore, you have to be mitzvahed together. You cannot remain separate. And if you don't make an Erev together, you're going to make each other usher, because you're now really one chaser. Now, the Gemara gives an interesting case here. Nosan alav neser. Let's say I put a beam across the ditch. That's a narrow beam, sharochiv arba tefachim, that's 4 tefachim wide. Okay, so I have a connection now, like a doorway again, between the two sides of the ditch. Also, if I have two porches that are, let's say, you know, three stories off the ground, and I attach a beam between the two porches, does that count? Ma'arvin shnayim. There, I could stay separate if I want to, because there is a connection, but it's not a real connection. And if I want, I could join together, because I have this like a doorway connecting the two sides. Pachas mikan. But if the board connecting them is less than 4 tefachim wide, so then Marvin Shnei Ve'in Marvin Echad. Then you have to stay separate, because it's not wide enough to be considered a doorway. It's not wide enough to be halachically considered to make a connection. And therefore, I have to stay separated unless I connect them together. Just one quick point. There's a Machlekes Rashi Tosis, whether this case of the porches, Gezusteris, are on opposite sides of the Rosh Hashanah Rabban that you're trying to connect, or they're on the same side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but the Rosh Hashanah Rabban passes underneath and between them. So on the same side of the street. So Rashi learns they're on the same side of the street. Tosfos learns they're on opposite sides of the street. In any event, the Gemara then continues. We'll do a couple more lines for the two dots. The Teven Loichai. So we said that one of the things we said is that if the ditch, even if it's filled in with hay, it's not considered filled in, and it's not filled in, and the ditch is still a full ditch. So the Gemara says Vanan Tanan. But we learned in another Mishnah Matven, which is like a silo full of hay, Sheven Shtei Chatzeirois. But it's actually just a pile of hay without the silo. Sheven Shtei Chatzeirus, that's in between two courtyards, Gevoy Asar Tzfachim, and if it's 10 Tzfachim high, so Ma'arvin Shnayim Ve'en Ma'arvin Echad, we have to consider them a real mechitza, a real wall. So we see that hay is something that's there, and it creates a wall. So what's the difference whether it's 10 Tzfachim high, or it fills in a ditch of 10 Tzfachim deep? What's the difference? So Amar Abaya says, to create a wall, the reality, again, let's talk reality. The reality is, I cannot walk through that pile of hay. I cannot get from one side to the other side. It creates a mechitza. There's no argument there. To have a mechitza, everybody will agree that it is a mechitza, and it creates a separation. But if you're talking about a chatzitza, whether it creates a interference between the top of the ditch and the bottom of the ditch, it's not a real interference, because if I want to, I remove it, so then it depends. If I'm a batalit, in other words, I say that hay, I'm keeping it there forever, I'm never moving it in, it's intended to be a filler. So then we say, you know what, now it's meant to stay, it's not going anywhere, so it fills in the ditch. But if I'm not a batalit, so it's intended to move, so then it's not really filling in the ditch, because it's here for now, it's here for 10 minutes, and 5-10 minutes from now, or whenever, I'm going to move it out of the way. So I still really have access to the bottom of the ditch. So now the ditch is too deep, and it creates a separation. All right, so the bottom line is that when you're dealing with a wall, the reality is that it creates a separation, because it's in the way. When you're dealing with filling in a ditch, and whether it can be considered a chatzitza, it depends on whether or not you intend to be mevatel it there, to leave it there, and say, if once it's here, it stays. So if you intend to keep it there, then it'll fill in the ditch. If you intend to move it, then the ditch is still considered a full-fledged ditch, and it is not... and therefore it will continue to be a separation between the two sides of the chatzar. All right, we'll stop here and pick up next week.